Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Myself, Jake R. Storielli, Joe Z. McFly, Big Baby David Mendelsohn, coming live from Manhattan. Huge game tonight.
Huge. MSG, game one. Oh, that's not.
No. No, no, no. Watch out. Oh, maybe bandwagon blue shirts tonight.
Bandwagon blue shirts. Sorry. All stuck.
Maybe some rain tonight. Welcome to Talking Yanks pregame show, where we talk about the Yankees game that'll happen tonight between the Yankees and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who got their butts kicked last night. Is that how you'd phrase it?
Yes, by the New York Yankees of the Bronx.
And you liked last night's game.
I loved last night's game. I loved last night's game because I felt like it was a perfect game. You got defense, you got offense, you got some highlight plays, you got some great stuff from the catcher.
Oh, our friend. We spent Memorial Day with the Yankees catcher last night.
Barbecuing with him.
Kinda. On the hockey court.
Yeah. You gave him confidence.
Something was cooking.
Yes.
Something was cooking.
He was happy. A lot of smiles.
I saw Jimmy Herga getting loose in the second inning, and I got a little nervous.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good spot for Jimmy to come in.
No. I got to keep my promise to him.
What was your promise? You'll be nice?
He says, don't talk shit about me, man. I'm like, I got you, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to. You're good. You got it.
Biebs, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Office getting warm.
Yeah, it got hot in here, and so hot in the last 2 minutes.
It's so quick.
I don't understand.
It's really hot in
here. It literally, this office literally embodies New York weather.
Yeah. Every day's different.
Every 15 minutes is different.
Yeah.
Hot, cold.
I've been as uncomfortable as a person lets themselves get on each end of the spectrum today, cold and hot. I almost walked out of a meeting. I was so hot.
Which one? The main one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was cooking, dude.
It looked like
that
a hot
room gets.
I almost fainted.
Looked like a hot
that
room.
That room gets bad.
I didn't have coffee yet. I was in a bad spot. The Yankees tonight are going DJ LeMahieu
for lunch,
leading off playing third base. Mm. Aaron Judge is DHing.
Okay.
Interesting. Anthony Rizzo's playing first base. Gleyber Torres is playing second base. Miguel
Andujar
is playing left field. Aaron Hicks is playing center field. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is playing shortstop. The Yankees catcher tonight is Kyle Higashioka. And the Yankees right fielder batting ninth is Joey Gallo with Nestor Cortez Jr.
Gallo is batting ninth.
Joey Gallo bats ninth for the Yankees. It's low-key a flex.
No.
It's a slap. What do you think about this lineup?
I think we're fine. I would have liked to run yesterday back.
Yes.
Would have loved to run yesterday back because yesterday did so well.
Yeah.
Having Trevino back out there would have been good.
Right.
You know, maybe giving another day to Judge and center would have been good.
It worked out yesterday.
I'm happy Andujar's still out there.
Hey, this is a safe spot. This is the Talking Yanks pregame show.
No Carpenter, though? Oh, well the lefty's
the
out
lefty.
There.
I'm going to have to look at Reed Detmer's stats, yada, yada, yada. Do you guys think the Judge Homer was a robbed homer?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I think it was tight. I thought it was a pop-up. I was watching the reaction clip, and I'm like, oh, it's a pop-up. Like, it's a pop-up, right? Yeah. It's a pop-up, right? And then I seen Judge jump into the heavens to bring that back. And people thought that he was, like, really far away from the wall. When he came back down, he was hitting the wall.
He was close.
No, he hit the wall.
There was contact. BBD, do you think he robbed a home run?
I think he did, but I didn't give it much thought. I was, like, eating dinner when it happened. I was like, oh, it looks like he robbed the homer. That's cool. And then, at the end of the game, I heard all the discourse. Oh, was this a robbery? Was it not? I'm watching it again now, seeing what I think.
Okay.
What people need to understand is that a 6'7", Aaron Judge jumping as high as he can is not the same as a...
picking a random player, Aaron Hicks.
Aaron Hicks jumping as high as he can to try to rob one. That's not... I think Ohtani thought he had one. It is hot in here.
I'm texting Sam.
It's really close. I just changed my mind of what I think it is like four times. Either way, good play.
It's close. It's a great play. I'm going to text Sam and say, Sam, I don't want our text to turn into this. Because my last text to her was, please turn on the AC.
Should I text her too? No.
But we're essentially getting cooked in here.
I'm gonna text her a barbecue.
Send her a barbecue gift. The story around the Yankees lineup is Hicks. He's back. Hicks and Gallo are playing in the same lineup. Gallo had a good night last night. I did talk to Jim briefly, and he said that, you know, we know the Yankees have their planned lineups and love their plans. That maybe Gallo wasn't going to play tonight, but because he had a good game last night,
he plays.
They rolled it out. I don't know. And I guess for myself, I shouldn't say I'm at peace. I know the Yankees are still going to push Hicks like at least every other game-ish.
I kind of have to.
Especially when Judge is the only other center fielder, they're simply not going to play him in center 3 days in a row.
We were shocked. We looked at Judge's stats, and we assumed he had been playing center field like every other game. It's still like a third of the games, right?
Yeah,
like on the whole season, it's not.
It was surprisingly
It's not nearly as
low.
Many as I thought. I thought it'd be above 20. It's not.
So this is the lineup. We love Nestor.
We love Nestor.
Just a reminder in the Rizzo ball story that went viral all over the internet, Nestor looked at me and went, so, chucked up the deuces. No Angels lineup, don't care.
Yeah.
Straight up.
They can figure it out.
In the words of my friend, Joe's McFly,
it's none
that's
of my business.
None of my business.
None of my business.
I don't care.
I don't care.
They got a couple good guys up top, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Wade tonight. How about that?
Wade, yes, that would be cool. Nice seeing Velasquez yesterday.
Play Wade and Squid. Who cares?
How'd you feel when you heard in the broadcast?
What's that?
Velasquez has a 7 defensive runs. I was like, whoa, that's insane.
That's so many.
He's a really good defender.
For May 31st?
Because that for a full year is like that's a plus number.
It's a good year.
He has a 7 DRS and right now.
I have some analytics.
I like analytics.
Reed Detmers, who's pitching for the Angels and is a little bit our problem because he's the pitcher.
Yes.
Threw
a no-hitter.
He threw a no-hitter. 5 starts at home this year, he's been good for the Angels. 3 starts on the road, he's been bad. 8.49 ERA on the road.
I like those numbers. Not for him, but I like those numbers for the Yankees. Yeah, he got the best home record in baseball.
And righties are a little better. 641 OPS compared to 589. So, interested to see. If you have no idea, Reed Detmers, he's young, 22, top 10 pick. He threw a no-hitter this year.
Mm.
I think he's got a fun kind of old-school curveball.
Oh, yeah.
Not nice. Zito, but, you know.
Like a
looper.
Like a looper, yeah.
Yeah. A little buckler.
Get you out in front.
Oh, Gallo. I don't know if I like that for him. Do you have a what to watch for this game?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to watch for Rizzo hooking one.
Okay.
I think, you know, sometimes he gets out in front and he'll like to hook it. Kind of like how Carpenter did yesterday.
Oh.
You seen that? Where it was a nice little, like he has a nice swing for Yankee Stadium, Carpenter.
Him and Rizzo had a conversation after the home run.
Yeah.
That they were both, I think they were both kind of like, this is nice.
I'm ready for Rizzo to go get going.
Again.
Let's get him going.
My only concern if Rizzo gets hot is he starts running the risk of an every other month guy.
I mean,
he had a good April.
Well,
tough May.
It sounds like July's problem.
Good June.
Yeah, that's none of June's business. Oh, we need him for June.
Bad July. Good August, bad September, good October. So
good October.
That would work either way if we go every other. So okay, I'll leave that. We will leave that for July. Okay. Okay.
What do you got?
I'm going Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I think what you just mentioned, there's some guys on the other side of the field for the Angels. That
could have been Yankees.
That were Yankees.
Could have stayed Yankees.
Tyler Wade, Andrew Velasquez. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's numbers are at a scary point still. You know, we kind of said it for a while. We were like, oh, Kiner-Falefa's bat actually plays more than we thought. Like, if he hits 280, bottom of the lineup, sure.
That's good.
Knock yourself out, yes. Kid. He's down to 258. His OPS is 603.
The pop.
He made his best defensive play of the season yesterday.
On Mike Trout,
On Michael Trout.
Michael Nelson Trout. That, bad commissioner.
That. Did he do his presser yet?
I want to see that. I think that's why we're waiting for the lineup. Yeah. He needs to do the presser first.
I think... like it is with a lot of baseball players, but more some than others, I think Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is a confidence guy.
Mm.
I think when you make your nicest play of the season on Mike Trout, in a not a big moment, but if you don't make that play, the game became a lot more important.
Yes.
His bat's been a little cold. I think he might put together a nice little day.
You think he speeds himself up too much? Like sometimes
defensively or offensively?
Defensively.
Yeah.
Like he's like going, like you could see him thinking sometimes about the play, like, okay, I need to do this. And sometimes he's like, he loses patience.
For me, I think it's a little more of know when you lose a fly ball or if you have a tough fly ball and there's that last moment of fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you're either going to make the catch or you're not going to make the catch. Before the last bounce of some ground balls, you can kind of see that. Like, it's just it's a little thing.
Should I wait or attack it?
Yeah, it's just a little. So, I don't know.
Hope he figures that out.
Yeah.
I mean, he has until October to get there, right? Mm-hmm. Mentally. But that kind of mentality kind of worries me in October. You know, right. I need you to be sure.
Right. His last 22 games, 227, a 498 OPS. So.
I wish he would walk.
He's been a little streaky. He swings. My dude swings.
He does.
Which is what it is. Hopefully that confidence booster and a hit last night gets him on track. He's actually got a sneaky little 5-game hit streak. One hit in each game. So,
yeah,
you know, you put together a little 3-for-4 tonight, and now you're having a nice
series,
a nice stretch, a nice series.
Yes.
So I'm watching IKF, and I'm watching Gallo, dude. That's what I figured. Oh,
Siri, I'm so sorry. Siri is so embarrassing. I don't know what's going on. She agreed with you. She said, that's what I figured. I don't even know where that came from.
She read through my tweet last night. I think this is a conversation for Talking Yanks, Pinstripe Strong. I think the Yankees analytics sicko crew is starting to really think about a 9-hole Joey Gallo as like the future of baseball.
You don't think that they're like, this is your last legs? You're in your last legs? Figure it out here?
I think there's a little bit of that, but I also think there's a little bit of, I don't know if there's other places for his legs to go.
Oh, I got a thought for you.
Okay.
Gleyber.
Yeah.
Shortstop. Horrible, horrible hitter. Gleyber, second base. Different player altogether. Gallo, left field. No idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
Gallo right field, I can hit. And play good defense. And he played some really great balls off the wall.
And the first play of the game.
Running balls to the wall.
And what if I told you Aaron Judge could play center?
Aaron Judge can play center. But when Giancarlo comes back.
Some left field before.
Carlos played some positions.
Yeah. And Andujar looks good.
What if I told you Joey Gallo's best position as a hitter career was center field?
Well, that would then.
What if I told you he kind of moves similarly to another big guy that they want to keep off their feet?
He has never played center field for the Yankees.
Why don't they do that?
Because he did it like he's had a year in Texas where he played center field more than anywhere else.
Do you think that the left field thing doesn't give them too much confidence? I felt like they tried to guardy him a little bit. You know how guardy they were like.
That's their hope.
Our best center fielder plays left field.
That's their hope. And it's not.
Not working. Doesn't work.
More of that on Pinstripe Strong, Talking Yanks.
Yes.
As a center fielder, 52 games. It's not a small sample. It's not a big sample. 255, 394, and 982 OPS. Joey Gallo. Baseball savant. I think he moves the same speed as Judge. Anyways, the pitching path to victory. Sometimes we get talking on here.
Yeah. Talking Yanks.
Nestor starts. Yesterday, Miguel Castro and your guy, Mustache McKay. In an enthralling performance. Mike King and Clay Holmes got up yesterday.
I didn't like that.
I hated that.
I did not like that.
If Mike King... Anyways.
Yes.
Nestor for 6.
That's fair.
Clay Holmes in the 9th.
Yes.
7th, 8th innings. Kind of everyone's available...
With the way Nestor pitches, I wouldn't doubt it if he goes 7.
I'm okay with that. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I'll be with that.
Mike King, the fact he threw yesterday kind of freaks me out. Like, he's not used to that. So I kind of don't want to see him tonight.
I think if we see him tonight, then that means Nestor went 6. And they're going to try to go Mike King for 2.
Okay.
To Holmes.
Do you need to see Banuelos? Do you think we're getting at a weird part?
He's a guy that likes to pitch, that's used to pitching. I would like to see him, but Let's see him. If we see him,
right?
There's a blowout.
Let's hope it's Nestor to Banuelos.
Yes,
I'd like that.
I'd love that. Kill it be.
You and I could say we were in the stadium for Manny Banuelos' Yankees debut.
Manny Banuelos. Kill it be.
Not to spoil the over-under, but we will be there. Wandy hasn't pitched in 6 days. Licky has thrown 7 pitches in a week.
What's up with the Wandy thing? Do they really not like to pitch?
At least lately, it's because
the bullpen's crazy right now, dude. They didn't use them in Tampa.
Yeah,
dude, look at
didn't use anybody. So it makes sense. Nobody's been used.
Joe's, I'm going to show you the bullpen budget.
So why did we use who was it? Why did we use Marinaccio instead of Wandy?
They haven't used anyone, dude.
The starting pitchers have been really good.
And the starting pitchers have been really good.
But why was Marinaccio? All right, we're not going to talk about Marinaccio. All right, go ahead.
McKay last night.
Say Marinaccio again.
Marinaccio?
I like it.
Is that how you say it?
Marinaccio.
Marinaccio.
Yeah. Your C's got a little more. Marinaccio.
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 I think you're there.
Yeah.
A lot of hand stuff this episode.
Hand.
When's Donaldson coming back? Anyways. 2, 3, 4. Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
We out of here.
Not how I say it.
That's not how you say it. I kind of can't say it like you.
It's all right. I gotta say it in the moment. I can't say it like normal either. You have that sound?
Yeah.
I've been looking for that sound.
You need it?
Yes. I can't find it anymore.
It ended up on here at some point.
My son's voice doesn't even sound like that anymore.
No. Oh, that's. We have a clip of Noah now. Play it.
This is the other one, though.
We're out of here.
We're out of here. We're out of here, Dad.
Joe's, we did a Homer draft yesterday.
Wait, what?
It's my favorite.
I need that for like a big trade.
Yes.
I have it ready to go in my notes at all.
Or the next Matt Carpenter signing, you know?
Okay. Mark Carpenter squared.
I took Aaron Judge and Miguel Andujar yesterday.
Okay.
I really thought Matt Carpenter might get one. First game, veteran, porch. I had the first pick, and I couldn't pass on Aaron Judge.
That's fine.
BBD took Matt Carpenter and Gleyber Torres, and he got one on the board.
Gleyber was close.
Gleyber was close.
He was. Hit some outs on the bases.
Yeah. I'm generally okay with it.
Okay.
I guess it's good he's okay, right?
Yeah, weird slide. Didn't like that.
Yeah.
Just jammed the shoulder a little bit. He's fine.
He's 25 years old.
It's funny because he was out at third because he slid feet first, and he got hurt at second because he slid head first.
It's an ironic game.
It's a weird game, this baseball.
Funny about life, isn't it?
So I go first.
You get the first pick and the fourth pick.
Okay, Sterling. So I'm not going to go ahead and pick the guy that I want against a lefty because that's coming to me anyway.
Yeah, right. He'll be the second pick.
Yes.
Okay.
So tonight, you know what?
Yeah.
Roll your R's when you say Andujar. I think he's going yard today. Miguel Andujar.
I love Andujar, dude.
I love him. Don't you feel like Jimmy always has a chance? I love him. Don't you feel like he always has a chance when he's at the plate? Like, it doesn't feel like solid contact.
You want to know Jake alone on the couch last night? My, like, baseball scout thought.
What's that?
Miguel Andujar's mishit balls are hits.
Yes.
Like his little blooper yesterday, because of his, like, violent swing.
He just gets so much, like, backspin on it.
That drops in.
Would have had two. He had another line drive right at somebody.
Right at him. Okay, so you're going Andujar and Judge. Decent picks.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Rourke, 6 seconds. Hit the passing button if you got it there, Biebs.
Passing.
6 seconds ago, Dan Rourke tweeted, "I smell an Aaron Judge homer tonight." So, that's not bad.
Dan Rourke gets the passing.
That's not bad. I will take, if you believe in something, you got to believe in something, right? I will take Joey Gallo. Maybe a little loopy curveball, and he loops it right back. Oh, God. I'm worried about my second pick. I got it.
Who you got?
Higashioka, the home run stroker.
Oh, wow.
It's time, dude.
It is time. And
him and Trevino like each other, yeah. And Trevi's going.
It's beautiful.
But Trevi's liking him on the bench right now. Liking him, yes. Right into the bench.
Yes.
But he's a nice guy.
But
he's
supportive.
Tell you.
It's very been supportive. A 50-50 split anyway.
He's been supportive.
Very supportive.
Both ways.
After every homer, he comes to Higgy hey, man.
I think they genuinely like each other.
I agree.
Higgy's played this game a long time. He genuinely liked Gary.
Higgy kind of likes being the bench catcher.
Do you feel like they look at
I think I freak take
total offense. They don't look at hey, my numbers. Yes. I think it's we hit a homer today. Yes, I agree. They both play in every game.
I think Higgy gets on the board today.
Okay, Higgy.
Lefty. Tries to sneak a fastball by him, first pitch.
Higgy loves to have those games where he just turns it on. It's three homers.
You don't think that's tonight, do you?
I mean, I could. If I did, I would have picked him, but I mean, sheesh.
Are you calling the Higgy 3-homer game?
That seems like a premonition.
That'd be a big one.
Without taking him in the homer draft.
That would be a big one. That would be the nicest thing any premonition's ever done.
Right.
So, Jake, you want IKF and Higgy?
Gallo.
Just checking.
And Higgy.
You could change your mind about IKF.
We'd let you take him.
I'll take him in the infield single draft.
That's not allowed.
Hmm?
What's the over-under for this game tonight?
I haven't. Do you have a guess? Do you know it already?
Yankees. Yesterday Nestor's was really 8.5. Detmers. I was going to say stinks, which is really rude.
That's very
good. It's a good young pitcher.
One good start this year.
How about they go 9? Ah, Nestor's good. Nestor's 8.5. Good.
It's 8.
Over.
I'm going over, dude.
It's a rule.
A, rules be in rules. The building.
Be in the building.
But B, dude, Syndergaard? What was that?
The Yankees read him well. Too well.
He didn't have a second pitch. He barely had a first. Yeah, though.
He wasn't really locating.
Something, right?
Yeah.
There was a good chat this morning about it. Yeah. As you mean Steve talking? They probably had something.
Tipping. Or something.
To get him immediately?
Yeah.
He had no swings and misses, I think.
He's had a good year.
Yeah, he has.
All his starts were good until that one.
Middergaard.
That's good.
It didn't feel good. It didn't feel very good.
I like to be nice.
Over. Do you have a premonition for tonight?
I said it.
Higgy 3 homers.
I think Higgy, Higgy will yard 3 times.
Wait, what?
He hits them in bunches when they come. So if he's going to hit a homer, it's going to be in bunches.
It's not insane. I was pretty close to mine yesterday. I said Rizzo would catch one over the railing. And he kind of did. He was right there. I followed it up by saying he'd get a hit the next inning. He came up. He chopped out to first. So that would have been a good one. That was like a double.
If memory serves, you did start with saying somebody would, and then you said, I think it will be Rizzo, and then and then it became that. But like Gallo first inning had that one.
A lot of the balls yesterday bounced the Yankees' way. Like the
Trout, be honest about that.
Trout just above his.
Yeah.
You know, the balls that would normally go foul stayed in.
Yeah.
Pop outs. Stuff like that.
Joey made the catch. My premonition for today, Manny Banuelos makes his Yankees debut, standing ovation. Yankee fans are smart, man.
You think a lot of the Yankee fans still remember him?
Yes, dude. I think he's like one of the biggest topics of conversation in the crowd today. Like, oh, you remember Dellin? Batances?
This is a teachable moment for the youth.
Yeah.
Before Seve, before all of these guys came up, it was the Killer Bees that the Yankees.
And Higgy's catching.
Yeah. And before
Higgy caught him at like rookie ball.
Oh.
I think we found like three games that he probably caught him.
Yeah, and he's hitting three homers today. So you might as well.
It's a big day for Higgy.
Can't wait.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.